Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today. If you're newly joining us for this, I want to welcome you. And if you've been doing this the whole year, thank you so much for being faithful in this spiritual discipline of doing a daily devotional in prayer with me. We're spending time for a couple weeks in Hebrews, and I want to go to Hebrews 6:10 today. But before that, let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever done something really nice for you and you truly do appreciate it, but then you are laying in bed at night or you wake up someday and you realize that you forgot to thank them? And then, of course, that these feelings of guilt and feeling overwhelmed and not wanting them to think that you don't appreciate them. And that's just a terrible feeling. Well, in Romans 6:10, we are assured that when we bless others, God doesn't forget. That even if people we bless aren't thankful or don't thank us or don't recognize it, God does. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. I love this writer's writing to the Hebrews, but I think this is a neat principle for all of us to remember in it. There's several things here that I think stand out to me. First of all, God's not unjust. He's just. He's fair. He always takes account of things. And then it says he won't forget your work and the love you've shown who? Him. You've shown him love. So if we're doing things for others, we are showing love to God. So let me put this all together. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. So I want you to think about God's people today. Who of God's people can you today help? Whether that's an encouraging word, whether that's helping someone physically with something that they need, whether it's helping them make it through a tough day, remembering that God doesn't forget. The things that we do for others should be done to glorify God, not so we can just feel better about ourselves. It feels good for most of us when we help others. But that should not be our sole motivation for helping others. We should help others and bless others because we want to show love to God. And we're told in the Bible over and over again that we are to serve one another. And that is one of the marks or the identifiers of a Christian. Not that there are not people who can bless us or bless other people who don't love God, but one of the earmarks of a Christian is that we are to bless others. So let's walk into today knowing that God will give us opportunity to bless others in his name and for his glory and not our own. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you give us the chance to bless others. And Father, that you are glorified when our motives are correct. So God, as we go into today, may our eyes be open to bless other people. May we do it to please you and not just to feel better about ourselves. Lord, I pray that our motivation would be checked throughout the day today. And God, thank you that you are storing up for us treasures in heaven when we do things that make you happy. So Father, regardless of our age listening to this, we know that today we can serve others. We can make you look good by our actions and by what we do to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.